basically you just decided that instead of just complaining on the sidelines, you're going to throw your hat in the ring and try and make some difference yourself.
You bet. You know, I feel like in this town especially that we put so much emphasis on if you have education, and I believe that's important, don't get me wrong, but I don't feel like I have to have a ton of letters behind my name to be good at this. I love Homer. I love to read. I will do my homework, and I'm a hard worker. So I feel like I have all it takes to make the city great.
That was going to be my next question, is qualifications. That's one of the things people look at, and you've kind of answered that.
Yeah, you know, I do committees at our church, and we've done I've done PTAs and stuff like that over the years, but I haven't done anything like this in politics or anything like that. But you got to start somewhere, and I'm willing to try hard.
You mentioned the beach policy. Are there any other issues that are, I guess, near and dear to your heart, or anything that you just think is really important that you want to weigh in on?
Yeah, you know, I feel like our town needs to really watch its spending habits. I feel like we're getting too big in spending these grand buildings that we don't have the money for. And I feel like raising taxes won't help us. We'll just spend more. And I think we're making it too expensive to live here for families. And we need to take the spending down. We need to balance our budget. And we need to grow this economy.
What do you think that you bring to the table that can help us get to, you know, these goals that you're mentioning?
Me and my family, we have two businesses. We're two small business owners. My husband has Marty Wise Electrical, and then we have fishing in the summer. And we also have kids, and we foster here in town. And I feel like I just am the voice for people who want to see our businesses grow without being taxed to death, basically. We have to be able to put money in our pockets in order to put money back into the economy. And if we're taxed too much, that won't happen.
Do you have any goals that you'd like to see accomplished before or after you have finished your term up, if you are elected?
You know, I just want to see this town become business friendly. I want to see us grow. I want to see us bring in business here. I don't want to see small businesses go out of business. I'm a big proponent of small business. I want to see that flourish here. I would like to see our fishermen protected here. I would like them not to be overburdened with more fees in the harbor. I would like to see our harbor get better for boating. We don't have a place to pull out boats to work on them. I think that can change. A lot of the boats go to Seward or to Kodiak, and I think Homer needs to get better on that industry.
Wondering what you are going to be doing here in the near future to just get ready for this race and to get your message out there to the people of Homer.
You know, I just got a text that somebody had just contributed to my campaign, and I was not asking for money. I'm trying to do this on my own. I feel like there's plenty of other places you can spend your money that's way more important than signs in my yard. So right now I'm doing signs in the yard. I know a ton of people in town here. I figure you either are going to vote for me or not, whether you like me or not. They know who I am and what I'm for here in town. And, you know, I'm sure there'll be people that won't vote for me even though they like me. And I get that. So I'm just going to do what I do. I'm going to be who I am. I'm very decisive. People know that about me. And I just hope that the word gets out, basically, word of mouth. It's Homer. It's a small town.
Why would you vote for yourself? What do you think makes you a great candidate for city council?
I would vote for me. One, because I'm me, but seriously. But I would vote for me because I know me. I love to read. I love doing my homework. I'm very passionate about things. I'm very passionate about helping people improve their quality of life, whether, you know, it's through business or just anything here in town, like Sprouts or the Haven House. And I feel like I'm very decisive, very passionate, and I love listening to people. I love people, and I'm willing to do a very good job for the city of Homer.